A suite from the ballet Coppelia by French composer Léo Delibes. Sir Charles McCarris led the New Philharmonia Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. More to come, the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra. They'll be with us in a little over 15 minutes' time, sharing suite number 2 of Ancient Airs and Dances from Ottorino Respighi, still to come, here on a Monday afternoon. Thanks for joining us. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas Health Foundation, helping organizations and individuals confront complex issues to make progress on health rankings in Kansas. Learn more at kansashealth.org. And Bach Aria Soloists, offering subscriptions for their 25th anniversary season, including Bach Unlocked, the annual holiday concert, The Adventures of Don Quixote, and more, now through Saturday, September 14th. Available at bacharia soloists.com. Should be a nice day with sunny skies and temperatures in the low 80s today. Tonight, partly cloudy, should have lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny for tomorrow, with a high of 81 and a low of 57 on Tuesday night. Well, speaking of Johann Sebastian Bach, we happen to have some of his music right now. Violinist Mella Tenenbaum, joined on harpsichord by Richard Capp, with the Violin Sonata No. 3 in E Major, here on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you. Thank you.
Violin Sonata No. 3 in E Major, music by Johann Sebastian Bach, played by Mella Tenenbaum, joined on harpsichord by Richard Kapp, here on Kansas Public Radio. We're in a little over 15 minutes' time. We'll have news from NPR at the top of the hour. From the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. And, of course, we're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. They say that the best way to start the day is with a good breakfast. And the best way for KPR to start our fall membership drive is with our Power Breakfast, which gets underway on Friday from 7 to 8:30 a.m., when your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar. There's no better way to make your pledge to KPR go farther. So save the date and be sure to join us Friday morning for the Power Breakfast, and thank you for your support of Kansas Public Radio. Before we get to the news from NPR, Sir Neville Mariner is here to conduct the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra with one of three suites written by Ottorino Respighi in the 1920s, all of which were based on Renaissance-era Italian lute pieces, his suites of ancient airs and dances. And of those, we'll enjoy suite number two, next on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you.
Thank you.
2 of Ancient Airs and Dances for Modarina Respighi, played by the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Sir Neville Mariner here on Kansas Public Radio. Stay with us. There'll be news from NPR in just a moment, and classical music continues in the next hour with the piano trio of Fanny Mendelssohn, along with a curious concerto, a double concerto for clarinet and viola by Max Bruch. Much more still to come here on KPR.
Morning Edition from NPR News brings you where the stories are.
NPR's Morning Edition went to Pennsylvania to hear how people across that state are addressing this public health.
I'm in the back of a car, an EV, an electric vehicle, Chinese made, in China's capital, Beijing. We're moving along.
We wanted to see firsthand the challenges of accessing health care in rural America. Elberton, Georgia is a city of just...
Join us every weekday.
Morning Edition every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. From the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. On this Labor Day in Michigan, Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris has kicked off the first of two intense months of campaign stops in the run-up to Tuesday, November 5th. She told supporters in heavily unionized Detroit,
"Don't we love Labor Day? We love Labor Day."
This is a Labor Day tradition for the city.
On Labor Day, and every day, we celebrate the dignity of work. The dignity of work. We celebrate unions because unions helped build America, and unions helped build America's middle class.
Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz is campaigning in Milwaukee. President Biden will join Vice President Harris on the campaign trail later today in Pennsylvania. NPR's Mara Liasson reports this is the first time Harris will appear alongside Biden since accepting the nomination.
Harris and Biden will kick off the final sprint to Election Day at a Labor Day rally with union members in Pittsburgh. Pennsylvania is a must-win state for Harris, and it's expected to be very close. Biden beat Trump in 2020 in the state by just 80,000 votes. The Harris campaign has been pouring resources into rural counties that Trump won in an effort to lose by less in places Democrats normally don't compete. It believes President Biden, whose hometown is Scranton, Pennsylvania, can appeal to white working-class union voters in the state. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
There are no Labor Day events on the campaign calendar of former President Donald Trump. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is asking for the forgiveness of the families of those Hamas hostages found dead in Gaza over the weekend. At a news conference, he said Israel had been close to rescuing them at the time. The United Kingdom says it is suspending some arms exports to Israel out of fear that the weapons could be used in violation of international law. NPR's Lauren Freyer reports the announcement came on British lawmakers' first day back after a summer recess.
UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy says his government still supports Israel's right to self-defense, but that it's nevertheless suspending about 30 of the 350 licenses it's granted for arms exports to Israel. Lammy told Parliament there's a clear risk that some of those British-made weapons could be used by Israel to
commit or facilitate a serious violation of international humanitarian law.
Now, Lammy said this is not an arms embargo and that his government does not take this decision lightly. The UK is a longtime Israel ally, but a new center-left government elected here in July has been under pressure from some of its own supporters to criticize Israel more over the war in Gaza. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. There you had two symphonic sketches by British composer Adam Carse. David Lloyd-Jones led the Northern Symphonia of England to get us started in our 1 o'clock hour of KPR's classical music here on our Labor Day afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be with you. And coming up, we'll hear the London Symphony Orchestra in a beautiful concerto, a double concerto, I should say, for clarinet and viola by composer Max Bruch. That's along in a bit here on KPR. Where support for classical music comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting Sing, 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 arias and ensembles from opera and Broadway with opera singer Michael Spries and family, 7:30 p.m. Saturday. Tickets at topekasymphony.org. Next on KPR, we have a substantial bit of chamber music to enjoy from Fanny Mendelssohn, who was the elder sister to Felix Mendelssohn and the eldest of the Mendelssohn children. And like all of them, she was a talented and trained musician and, by most accounts, eclipsed even her brother Felix in talent on the piano and perhaps even might have eclipsed him professionally had the same opportunities for female composers existed in the mid-19th century, which is the date of the piece that we'll listen to, composed around the year of 1846, her piano trio in D minor, which has been described as possessing, quote, broad and sweeping foundations that build themselves up through stormy waves into a marvelous edifice. The piano trio in D minor played here by violinist Sophie Langdon, cellist Susan Dory, with pianist Diane Ambosch on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
music by Fanny Mendelssohn and her piano trio in D minor, composed in 1846. Violinist Sophie Langdon, cellist Susan Dory, and pianist Diane Ambosch with the performance, here on Kansas Public Radio. News from NPR coming up at the top of the hour, and we're enjoying classical music till 3 this afternoon. At that time, we'll bring you all things considered from NPR News. Classical music returns this evening at 7. Destiny is your host. We'll celebrate Labor Day this evening with some American music, as well as a trip to the rodeo, music by Aaron Copland, I imagine. Find out more when Destiny brings you classical music at 7 p.m., then from 8 to 9, Classics Live. All just ahead on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from the Midwest Trust Center at JCCC, presenting Leonardo, a wonderful show about a terrible monster. Friday evening, September 13th. Puppets and songs bring Mo Willems' book to life. Details at jccc.edu/mt. Now we arrive at a recording of the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Alan Francis, for music by Max Bruch and a concerto he wrote in 1911, exploring the potential and interplay between the winds and strings, a concerto for clarinet and viola. Thea King plays clarinet, Nobuki Imai plays viola, on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
completed in 1911 the double concerto for clarinet and viola by Max Bruch, played by the London Symphony, led by Alan Francis. The clarinetist Thea King and Noboko Yamai playing viola on Kansas Public Radio. Stay tuned for NPR, and in the next hour of classical music, hear Brig Fair, an English Rhapsody by Delius, coming up on KPR.
Morning Edition from NPR News brings you where the stories are.
NPR's Morning Edition went to Pennsylvania to hear how people across that state are addressing this public health.
I'm in the back of a car, an EV, an electric vehicle, Chinese made, in China's capital, Beijing. We're moving along.
We wanted to see firsthand the challenges of accessing health care in rural America. Elberton, Georgia is a city of just...
Join us every weekday.
Morning Edition, weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. here at Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Earlier today, Israel's labor court ordered an end to a general strike across that nation, protesters demanding that the government agree to a deal to secure the release of hostages being held by Hamas. Protesters had blocked local streets and highways after six hostages were found dead in Gaza. Services were shut down through the country, including the main international airport. And speaking in Hebrew at a news conference in Jerusalem today, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu apologized for the loss of those hostages. Labor Day is the traditional start of the presidential campaign's final race to November. Vice President Kamala Harris began in Detroit. She travels later to Pittsburgh, where President Joe Biden will join her. Democratic vice presidential candidate Governor Tim Walz is campaigning in both home state Minnesota and in Wisconsin, where his motorcade was involved in a multi-vehicle accident. Walz is expected to speak in Milwaukee at Labor Day Fest. Chuck Hornbach with member station UWM reports.
The Milwaukee Area Labor Council organizes Labor Fest, which includes a march through downtown and a festival along Lake Michigan. Labor Council President Pam Fent says Tim Walz has helped get several pro-labor policies underway in Minnesota, and she wants to know how he and presidential nominee Kamala Harris would accomplish more gains in the White House.
That are really focused on the regular working person, not the Elon Musks of the world.
Tech billionaire Musk has endorsed Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. The Trump campaign issued a press release for Labor Day weekend that focuses on inflation over the last 3.5 years. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.
Students and educators across the country are learning and teaching under new laws and policies that restrict the use of cell phones in class. From member station WFYY in Indianapolis, Lee Gaines reports.
One of the handful of states that passed laws or enacted policies now in place restricting the use of cell phones in schools is Indiana.
I'm overall very happy about it.
That's Jenny Guimont. She's a math teacher at Lawrence North High School in Indianapolis.
It makes my job easier to know that the laws behind me.
Some students are not so happy. Grace Wingfield, a senior at Beech Grove High School, says listening to music on her phone helped her to focus during quiet work time at school. Now she's struggling to concentrate.
I think that's probably the hardest part for me of this whole phone world, just not having music.
According to a study by Pew Research Center, nearly three-quarters of U.S. high school teachers contacted last fall said cell phones were a major problem in classrooms. For NPR News, I'm Lee Gaines.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Italian operatic music of the late 18th century, the overture to Cleopatra by Domenico Cimarosa. Alessandro Amoretti conducted the Nicholas Esterhazy Sinfonia on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you again. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues for a little while longer until 3 o'clock rolls around. And in that time, we have a sonata for recorder by George Friedrich Handel to enjoy, along with the Second Symphony by Camille Saint-Saëns, all just ahead. Next up is the Boston Pops, led by John Williams, for some music by Frederick Delius. We're going to hear something called Brig Fair, which refers to a market town in the north of England, as well as an old English folk tune that's said to date from around the year of 1083, which has been used in a few different classical arrangements as a choral arrangement by Percy Grainger and this Rhapsody for Orchestra from 1908 by Delius, Brig Fair, an English Rhapsody with the Boston Pops on Kansas Public Radio. Brig Fair, an English rhapsody composed by Frederick Delius in 1908, performed by the Boston Pops led by John Williams on Kansas Public Radio. Still to come, musica French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, A Beautiful Symphony, the composer's second, long in just a few short minutes. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And the University of Kansas Libraries, commemorating 100 years of Watson Library as a cornerstone of the KU campus and community. Learn about the Watson Centennial at lib.ku.edu/Watson100. Here's a recording of Recorder Virtuoso Michala Petri with Keith Jarrett at harpsichord and the 11th Recorder Sonata in F Major by George Friedrich Händel on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
Recorder Sonata No. 11 in F Major by George Friedrich Handel, performed by Makala Petri, joined on harpsichord by Keith Jarrett, here on Kansas Public Radio. In just a bit, 20 minutes' time, it'll be 3 o'clock and time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Classical music continues with Destiny at 7, then from 8 to 9, Classics Live for you tonight on Kansas Public Radio. KPR listeners are always looking for ways to stretch their dollars, and we've got a great way to make your KPR contribution go much farther. Our fall membership drive gets underway on Friday morning with our Power Breakfast, when your pledge will be matched to dollar for dollar. Double the value of your KPR pledge on Friday morning. It'll be from 7 to 8:30 a.m. here on Kansas Public Radio. We should have temperatures in the low 80s today in northeast and east central Kansas. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. It's a partly sunny day in store for us tomorrow with temperatures in the low 80s. For next on KPR, a French symphony. One that begins with an interesting and somewhat strident call to order in its opening notes. It was written in 1859 when Camille Saint-Saëns was 24 years old, and this has been described as both youthful and convention-defying. Symphony No. 2 in A minor by Saint-Saëns. Jean Martinon leads the National Orchestra of the ORTF. Next on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
composed in 1859 the Second Symphony by Camille Saint-Saëns. Jean Martinon conducted the National Orchestra of the ORTF here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is now just about 3 o'clock and time for me to step aside and say good afternoon to you. Hope you've enjoyed classical music for your Monday afternoon. Stay with us for All Things Considered from NPR News. And the music resumes this evening at 7. Destiny has an hour of the classics for you at 7. And then Classics Live from 8 to 9. From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play It's Public Radio. Support for All Things Considered comes from the Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo on Saturday, September 14th, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters, all supporting the zoo's conservation initiatives. Tickets at topekazoo.org. And Kansas City PBS, taking an in-depth look at the issues with area newsmakers and journalists on Week in Review, Fridays at 7:30 p.m. More at kansascitypbs.org. It's 3 o'clock. This is KPR.